Have you ever wondered what your reputation says about you or the company you work for? On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're diving into the power of branding. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family. Branding isn't just about logos and slogans. It's about cultivating a reputation, establishing trust in a crowded marketplace. In the world of trucking, where the competition's fierce and margins are tight, sometimes branding can make the difference between success and obscurity. I want to start off with a quick story about my own journey at Chief roughly 5 years ago. So I was probably about a month or so into my new job, and we had a remote terminal in a different state, a couple states away, and I needed to get out there to meet the people at that terminal. So I was anxious. It was kind of a last minute thought, so I didn't really book a flight. You know how that is when you book a flight and the costs are so high because it's last minute. I said, no problem, I'll drive it. It's about a 700-mile trip, just right down Interstate 80, basically. So it was an easy drive. And I was anxious to get going on that because I wanted to see our trucks. I always used to get excited when I see our own fleet, our own trucks out on the road, and I was anxious to do that. But by the time I'd gone out to Indiana and I'd come back to Nebraska, I'd realized I'd probably only seen one, maybe two of our trucks that whole time. But what was unusual is we had plenty of trucks in that traffic lane. There was double-digit trucks. And for whatever reason, I just didn't see them, couldn't pick them up, couldn't find them. So that was one of my first things that I thought about when I got back and I talked to our CEO. And I said, hey, you know, our trucks are red and blue while our company colors are white. I said, why do we have red and blue trucks? And he says, that's a great question. And the answer was that at some point in the past, they decided to let the drivers choose the colors of the truck. So I'm guessing they probably voted and it came down to those two colors were the most popular. That's what the drivers kind of wanted to see, which I love the idea of getting the drivers involved in that. But the challenge there was it was off brand. So at Chief Industries, you know, like I said, our colors are really white with red. And there's some black and some other secondary colors in there, but white and red are kind of the primary colors. So I, that very next, within the next couple months, when it was time to order the next round of trucks, I said, hey, I'm going to go to a white truck. Do you have any issue with that? And the CEO goes, no. He says, absolutely not. He said, that sounds great. So from that point on, we started ordering the white trucks. I know everybody's got white trucks, but by the time we put our logo, our icons in the on the door in red, they look fantastic. They look really good. And what I'd learned from that initial trip out to Indiana and back was that the red and blue trucks and with the small white logo they had on the trucks back on the sleeper, you couldn't see the trucks. They didn't pop. They didn't, you couldn't find them in a crowd of trucks. So they didn't stand out. But these new ones, the white with the red logo back on the door where it belongs, they really stand out. And by the way, we decided to start speccing our trucks a little bit different with the drivers in mind. So it was a lot of chrome packages, whether it was a Freightliner or a Peterbilt, but we dressed them up a little bit. And believe me, they do stand out on the road now, especially when they're clean. But that was that probably at that time, that was my understanding of branding. I was like, oh man, I did something good there. I kind of rebranded the fleet, what it looks like. We're back to company colors. It looks good. It's sharp. It pops. We can see the trucks out on the road and they stand out now where they didn't before. But that was just a small part of it. There's so much more to branding that people don't always know or think about. We think about logos and things like that, but there's so much more. One of the next things I had to think about was, well, what kind of reputation do we have? Because the reputation is part of the brand as well. And that means what kind of drivers were we hiring? Were we hiring the best drivers that we could? Or were we hiring, just drivers that met our minimum requirements? Maybe they weren't a great fit for our operation, but hey, you passed all the tests and you checked all the boxes, let's get you in here. But they weren't excited about hauling for Chief, or they weren't excited about being a flatbed driver, stuff like that. So the whole people side of it was an issue with the branding too. So that was a lesson. And then as time went on, again, I was pretty new there, and you start to hear some stories of old. And the company, by the way, is been around for 50 or more years. So it's not like we were new on the block, but you start hearing about some past experiences, and occasionally you would run into somebody that would say, oh yeah, we used to have Chief haul our freight. And I'd say, well, why don't you anymore? What happened there? So you start to learn about some customer experiences. So the customer experience is also part of the branding and the recognition of the company. So that was a good lesson too. And when you heard a story about maybe we didn't treat a customer the best way that we could, you know, that was part of our reputation out on the street. That's what people thought of us. And we definitely had to get that corrected too. How about our safety record? What was that like? I can tell you we were Safe Fleet, and they had some national awards in the past. So there were some good things there. But one of the things I was curious about, as we work with, you know, some of the law enforcement agencies in our state particularly, I was just kind of curious of what do you guys think when that chief truck comes up and he's rolling through the scale? I know you run the numbers, but what goes through your mind? You know, do we have that reputation of, oh, these guys do it right? They train their drivers right, or, you know, they put in the efforts to do all the things they can to be as safe as they possibly can on the road. So that was an important aspect of it to me as well. And then last but not least was, how did our employees feel about working for Chief Carriers? Were they proud to work there, or was it just a job where they punched the clock from 8 to 5 and collected their paycheck on Fridays? It was important that we create an environment, a culture for our people, drivers, office staff, technicians, whatever that is. So they had a sense of pride. They wanted to work there. They're very proud of what we accomplished. So all those things put together, when you talk about the assets, the color, the logos, that stuff, but it goes deeper than that with the branding. It's about your reputation out in the industry with other drivers. It was about our reputation with customers. And then most important, it was about how our employees felt about working for Chief at the time. So that was, it took me a while to get there. I didn't necessarily understand branding. I was probably like a lot of people. I go, well, it's just probably a logo or something. You know, when you think of a brand like Nike or something, what do you think about? You think about the Nike name and the swoosh, but there's so much more to stuff like that. How about some trucking companies that have done a good job leveraging their brand? A couple that come to mind real quick is FedEx and UPS. Not knowing how you feel about them. But when I said those two names, you instantly probably thought of a purple and orange logo or a brown truck, something. So FedEx and UPS overall, I mean, I think they have a good reputation. They're thought of as good jobs in the industry by most drivers. They're relatively safe. I think they have a safe reputation out there. And as a consumer, if you use those products, that service, they do a good job, especially when you maybe compare them to the U.S. Postal Service or something, right? At least UPS and FedEx, you can track things. We don't quite get things from Amazon as fast as we used to when Prime actually meant two-day delivery or whatever it was. But nevertheless, you know, with the increase in e-commerce and how busy everything's got, they still do a good job. And the drivers are professional. The delivery drivers that stop at your front door and drop things off, they do a great job. So I think overall, when you hear those names and you think about that brand of FedEx or that brand of UPS, you probably have relatively positive thoughts about it. One of the other companies that comes to mind for me, if I've been in transportation for nearly 30 years, and I've always attended kind of the annual trucking conferences that we have throughout the year. And one of the carriers that always stands out to me, when you talk safety and you talk about, you know, who stands for safety out there, what carrier? And to me, it's Bison Transport. Now, they're based out of Canada, but I can tell you almost every year after year after year, those guys are on stage winning national awards for the best safety programs out there. So they have the fewest amount of accidents, that type of stuff. So to me, that's an amazing thing for their brand. When I think of Bison, I think safety, and that's part of the brand for them. That's their reputation. Not only are they not having accidents, but it's the way they treat their drivers and the way they take care of the drivers and let the drivers choose when or when not to drive. It's based on that driver. So I think they absolutely have a fantastic brand out there as Bison Transport. Does branding influence decision-making when it comes to trucking or maybe even your customers? And I think it absolutely does. When if you're a big name product out there and you have to go hire trucking services to move your products, you definitely want to be aligned with the best in the industry. So your brand as a trucking company or a carrier is critical to your success, because nobody wants to be lined up with a loser. Nobody wants to be lined up with somebody that's thought of as unsafe or somebody that runs old equipment, doesn't take care of their equipment, or doesn't take care of their drivers. How does that help us as a trucking company? Because once you establish that brand where you take care of people, think about how that would help your recruiting efforts. The word of mouth starts to spread out there. You've hopefully got drivers that are happy in the ranks and they're out there telling other drivers about what a good place this is to work. And that's one of my favorite things to hear is when a driver comes in and after they've been there just a little while, you know, the comment that always gets me is, man, I wish I would have known about this company a lot sooner in my career. That tells me we're doing something right. That tells me that we're treating them better and different than their previous experiences. And while we're far from perfect, I think we have the best shot of keeping the best drivers in the industry by doing that. And for the customer side, again, that a reputable brand that is associated with you as a carrier, think about how that instills the confidence in that that customer, knowing that their product is going to be handled correctly, it's going to be delivered on time, safely, those type of things. So that's a really important aspect of the whole branding thing, is how that helps form your reputation as a company and what it can do for you to attract top talent, to keep talent coming into your company, and then from a customer service side too, where you retain those great customers because you've given them great customer service over the years. So what about the pitfalls? What are some of the things that trucking companies maybe aren't doing or where they're missing the boat? One of them is, I think of, we made a conscious effort. We're not a huge fleet, but we made a conscious effort to have all of our trucks and our equipment look the same. So what that does for you as a carrier is it actually makes your fleet appear bigger than it probably is. Because you're noticing that certain truck with that logo or that color scheme, whatever it is, like, my God, I've seen a lot of those trucks today. You know, how big are those guys? So that's how people start to think a little bit. But then I think about some carriers that maybe don't have their trucks branded all the same. They have different logos on the trucks. It's not consistent. It's not in the same place. They have multiple colored trucks. I can think of a carrier around our neck of the woods that like that. Well, I think they do a good job as a carrier. I just wonder what it would be like if all their trucks were the same color and branded the same, if that would enhance their opportunities even more with customers and drivers, because they would become more recognizable with drivers as those trucks move up and down the interstate. You know, consistency in logos is a big one too. And this was something that our company has done a really good job with over the last couple of years. And I think it was maybe a little fragmented before, but the effort was made to put a branding guideline together. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's about taking the time to write out, you know, how are your logos going to be used? What color is everything supposed to be? What is allowed? What's not allowed? Where and when can you use the logo? When do you have permission to do that? What font are you using for all your advertising? So what it starts to do is it just, everything starts to gel and feel the same. And whether you're reading an ad, maybe you're scrolling through Facebook or something like that, you will instantly recognize a Chief ad because the logo pops. You don't even have to read the ad to know what's going on there. You just know that's a Chief company and stuff. So that's one of the pitfalls too, when there's not consistency in the brand and the look of the brand. I think that's really important as well. So beyond your company's brand, is there another brand out there that you should be concerned about? And there absolutely is, and that's your brand. So every one of you has a brand. We all have a personal brand. When you think about that, our reputation and stuff, you think about some famous people, some sports stars. When I say Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, you know, all those guys have a brand of their own. So what does your brand say about you? when we talked about the companies, we were talking about reputation and in the industry, but yours is no different. So you have a brand and a reputation within your own company. And I'm asking you, what does that look like? Is it what you want it to look like? How do your dispatchers, how do your maintenance staff, safety people, what do they think of you? Are you representing yourself in a way where you would be very proud of your own personal brand? Are you reliable? You know, do you have a reputation for delivering on time? Are you good communicators? Those are all important things. And then what's your safety habits like? You know, sometimes we get, I can think of just some drivers I've worked with over the years that, you know, as people, they're fantastic people, always enjoyed working with them. They had a reputation in dispatch to get the job done, meaning they're great drivers, right? I mean, they just, you never worried about it. You say, like, here's your dispatch, and you knew they were going to take care of the load, do whatever it took kind of thing to get the load there. But on the flip side of that, what about their safety reputation? Are they doing that right? Or are they kind of disregarding some of the safety? And is that their reputation? Is like, well, they're a great driver, but they don't always follow the rules. And that's not something you want to probably be either, is you really want to find a blend, you know, where you're not only following the rules, but you're compliant, you're a good person to work with. You know, what's your attitude like? Are you pleasant to be around, especially when something goes sideways? And we all know what that's like. Dispatch gave me this information and something's wrong, or they didn't give us enough information. You call them up on the phone and let it rip and tell them what you think? Or do you understand that mistakes happen? They got their communication from a broker, then they just simply passed it on to me and it was incorrect. Or so are you calling them and saying, hey, we got some bad info here and we need to get the right information. So, you know, what's your attitude like towards working with people? So those are all important elements. When you talk about your personal brand and reputation, it's the safety and your attitude. Are you pleasant to be around? Do I want to continue to work with you? Those types of things. So how do you know what your brand is? You may think it's one thing, and maybe the people that you work with around you may think it's a little bit different, but how do you know that? One of the things I can think of is, first of all, you know, you get an annual review probably each year. What does your review say about you? How are you? Are you below expectations? Do you just meet expectations, meaning you do just doing enough to get by? Or are you exceeding expectations? Does your annual review state that? Maybe your company uses driver scorecards where they push those out every month or every quarter or something like that. And they're ranking you or grading you on the things that are important to the business. What's your scorecard say? Are you a top 10%er where you're really striving for stuff and you're doing stuff right? Or are you in the bottom? You just need to ask. So find somebody within the company that you trust will give you accurate and real feedback, and just say, listen, I'm trying to understand, you know, how people think about working with me. I really want to be one of the top drivers in this fleet. And how can I get there? What can I improve? You know, on the scorecard, it looks, I don't feel like my score is probably top. What kind of things can I do to improve my own personal brand and acceptance within the fleet? So by working to enhance your own personal brand, you really raise your own value. You raise your own value within the company. So how does that play out? When you think about it's review time, it's time for raises, maybe considerations for the dedicated job or dedicated lane that you've been trying to get, I think your personal brand would really come into play with that stuff. So that's why it's important that we're aware of it, we work on it, and constantly trying to improve those things. But it will pay off. It'll raise your value within the company and also within the industry. So if you're doing things right, and maybe a different job comes available at a different company, you know what? You've got the background, you've got the knowledge and the skills and the personal brand there that you're going to be somebody wants to hire. You're going to be somebody that, you know, that carrier wants to poach, and I want you on my team. And those are the kind of people we're definitely looking for, because as carriers, we're all out there fighting for the same group of drivers, but it's no secret. We want the best of the best. I want to cherry pick the best drivers that are out there, and that's how we're going to find them. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Driven Too Far. If you're interested in joining a carrier with over 50 years having a reputable brand, check us out at chiefcarriers.com.